Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, how do you store your cups?
Upside down or right side up?
I asked my mom that, and she said on the doorknob. And I'm like, Mom, those are the wrong cups. that is a debate. We can fight it out this morning if you want to.
My wife puts them in the cabinet upside down.
I saw a video, and the guys are saying, well, you right side up, you get dust in it. If you turn it upside down, then you're drinking off the bottom of your cabinet that it's been sitting on.
Well, you know what? There's really no win-win situation. Everybody's fighting over it. It's about 50-50. It's up to you and your preference. But here's the reasons to store cups right side up. Prevents rim contact, keeping the rim of the cup off the shelf.
Yeah.
Allows for evaporation, which would help after you wash it and let it dry out.
Because we don't put them in until they're dry.
Okay. Protects the rim, recommended for the delicate glasses that you have. And then faster access. Cups are ready to use immediately, which is ideal for everyday use.
I love how flipping it right side up is too much work.
Yeah, I know. That's absurd.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm exhausted.
Okay, reasons to store it upside down. Keeps the dust out, like Cato said. Storing cups upside down prevents dust and other particles from getting inside that cup. Then you pour your drink, and all of a sudden there's something floating in there. It's like a little dust particle. Mm-hmm. Protects against bugs as well. Bugs crawling, I guess. But I guess they could go up and,
No.
Yeah.
They couldn't. I mean, if it's sitting face down.
It's face down. I'm sorry. And easier for washing, they say. Many people take cups directly from the dishwasher and place them upside down on the shelf without flipping them at the same time. Same thing there.
Oh, we are lazy.
We really are. Is there an app for that?
Oh, my gosh. That would be amazing.
And whatever you do, you need to bring your own mug when it comes to your office. Because there's a lot of problems there. Researchers found up to 90% of mugs in the office kitchen were coated with germs and cooties. Your cups have cooties if you're using the ones from the office.
Well, that's for our guests. When they come for meetings.
Yeah. So 20% of the cups were tested positive for E. coli after wiping. Yeah.
Well, ours go through a dishwasher, don't they?
Not all of them.
Don't we have a dishwasher down there?
I don't know who starts it, but every once in a while it'd be running down
so
there.
They're as clean as they could be.
Well, I don't think everybody's using the dishwasher. I think sometimes they just wash them and put them over to the side.
And sometimes they just leave them in the sink for days on end.
Yeah.
Which is really gross.
And then the coworker who's in a hurry just washes it out with their fingers.
Puts it back on the shelf. Yeah.
That's what they're doing, apparently. But nasty stuff made its way on the cups, they say. Any communal kitchen sponges that were used on it are rarely changed out, and that's what's causing a major problem if there's a sponge there. Like at home, you're changing out your sponge. Here at work, no one's doing that, most likely.
It's got that funky smell.
Are you sniffing sponges down there?
You sponge sniffer.
You getting caught doing what you doing?
I was just making sure it's fresh, okay?
Yeah. So they say advice... that either take your mug home each night and put it through the dishwasher to really take care of the cooties in your cup at work.
You know, I had a friend call me out because the only time I ever washed my coffee mug, which I have like a, it was like a thermos type, was when we went on vacation or a long weekend.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh gosh, I didn't expect that of you. You're such a neat freak. So now I got a new coffee mug where I can actually see the stain.
Yeah.
It's not black. And
tell the story.
I took it.
Do it.
I soaked in hot soapy water and I took a sponge and ran it on the inside of the cup and it come out black. Now granted, the coffee mug inside was black. So it makes me wonder if it was cut. And by the way, you're using the same mug, Tom. I don't know if the black is was coming off or that actually was coffee.
You know what I do? Like for my kids, a lot of times, especially little kids, because you forget, you're in a hurry, you're making lunch every day. They got their own water bottles they take to school. You look down that straw sometimes.
Think about that.
And there's fungi in it. And you got to get like Q-tips in there.
I don't think that's fungi. It's mold.
Mold, okay. You put that Q-tip in there and it comes out black. Like you need to really watch, especially if you have toddlers or kids that's using the same water bottle every day.
Don't you think, though, it's keeping up their immune system
probably
is. Because I feel like I am. I mean, I started using a new cup and look, I'm all stopped up this morning.
It's probably that cup was keeping you alive.
I should have kept the cup.
You're making your own penicillin there.
I was.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
My wife and I recently flew home to visit with my parents who are getting older. And in the airport, I noticed that my wife has a strange obsession. She basically sits around and looks at other people's shoes and envies them. And at one point, she was pointing out a pair of shoes, and she's like, oh, those are super comfortable. Those are On Cloud shoes, and this is like the cool new brand, and they're supposed to be super comfortable. She's like, you should get a pair of those. And I'm like, I don't need a pair of those. These shoes I have right now work just fine.
A lot of the professionals that work like in the medical field, dentists, anybody that's going to be on their feet all day are buying these shoes, talking about them.
Well, now they're planning on a class action lawsuit against the company On, who makes On Cloud shoes, because apparently they have a line of footwear called Clouds that have hollow pods on the sole that are supposed to make it feel like you are walking on clouds.
Yeah.
Cool. But it turns out they're loud clouds. People are complaining that they make a squeaky sound when you walk on them and it never goes away. It's not a new issue. People online have been talking about it for over a year, but now there's a class action lawsuit because people think it's a defect for an expensive shoe like Clouds to squeak when you walk.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't hear any of them squeaking at the airport. I don't know if it has to be on like a tile floor to squeak or if it would do it on carpeted floor. But that would be uncomfortable to have your shoes squeak all the time.
I'm going to start suing the makers of my pleather pants.
Recently I think a pair of those had a problem too.
Yes. The Gap.
I saw that video.
That lady.
She squats down and
it's ridiculous. walking down the hall.
You know, though, some of your shoes sometimes, if you've had them long enough, will make like a, you know, like a noise.
I got some that go flip-flop.
Okay, well, those are flip-flops.
Where's the class action law? Well, actually, they named them that.
They did.
Or when your Crocs get sweaty sometimes.
I don't own Crocs.
Yeah.
They say more than 10 styles have been mentioned in a lawsuit. These shoes typically cost between $140 and $180 a pair.
Then why buy them?
Why
sue the company over something that you don't have to buy?
Well, they didn't know it was going to squeak when
then
they bought it.
Then take them back and get your money back.
Also, how are you going to make money if you don't buy these shoes and then sue?
Okay, well,
think bigger, Kato.
On Cloud, though, they just need to market them differently. Like, these shoes make noise, and that would be all taken care of at that point.
Yeah, think about it. When toddlers start walking, all their shoes squeak.
Yeah.
That's part of why you buy those.
That's just a marketing blip right there.
Yeah, they're just trying to get you to walk more. Yeah.
Just change the name of the shoe, like flip-flop. What is it called? On
Squeaky shoe. On Squeak.
On Squeak.
On Loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of On Cloud, see.
Well, you know what'll happen with a class action lawsuit is the lawyers will make a ton of money, and you'll get a coupon for $10 off your next pair.
Yes, that's you'll get more if you take them back to the store.
I agree with you on that, Kato. Tori's trying to game the system.
Yeah,
it's never worked though, not once.
No,
but look at all the coupons you got.
That's true. I do have that book.
I'd like to hear these just to hear how bad they are. Because like I said, I don't get out about much, but I've not heard them anywhere. Have you guys ever heard them?
Mm-mm. No, and I have a pair. I've never heard it.
Maybe you don't have one of the 10 styles that squeak.
Maybe. It does give me a blister, though. Maybe I can sue for that.
You should, because the whole point of these is they're supposed to be good for your feet.
I know. I mean, I got them on sale, but still.
Well, have you seen our feet?
Yeah, don't blame the shoe.
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
I'm so sorry, Jordan.
Is it the right size, you know?
It was on sale.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, a few months of face yoga can make you look 3 years younger.
What is face yoga?
Called facercise. That's what you do. Yeah, facercise. Old videos are actually going viral. These people who did facercise. It's face yoga. And we can do a couple of exercises this morning, but face yoga exercises can build up your face muscles. The average woman who did them regularly looked almost 3 years younger that did them on a regular basis.
I'm listening.
Yeah. So these are the exercises to try. I want to simplify them for you a little bit, see if you can do them. The cheek lifter is one of them. Cheek lifter. Okay, you don't need somebody to spot you to do that. Hey, grab that side of my cheek, would you?
Will you get this jowl for me, please?
Make an O shape with your mouth. Oh. So your top lip is folded over your front teeth. Then smile with the corners of your mouth over and over again.
That hurts.
Oh.
What? I can't just do the top lip.
You can't get your top lip over your teeth?
I mean, I can, but okay, my Bucky. Bottom one does it too.
I don't think it matters what your bottom one does.
Oh, okay. Well, you only said top. I feel like I forgot to put my dentures in.
Yeah.
And then smile once you do it.
Yeah.
Hey.
Feel it stretch your cheeks.
Yeah, but isn't that the opposite of what you want? Like, you don't want to stretch the skin.
Well, you're building up your muscles. Your face has like a ton of muscles in there.
He started to say billions.
Yeah, well, I did. But they say that one important note is you can't overdo it. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, what if you could overdo it? And then, like, you see those big steroid guys in the gym that is just so built up and bulky. If you worked out with your face and all of a sudden you got like a little bicep on your jaws right there.
You know, some women look like they got little biceps.
Yeah.
That work they've had done. You know, people that love to follow trends, you could probably start a face exercise. What do you call it?
Facercise
class. Yeah, yeah. Serve that bubble tea. What's it called? You know, that people always fall for those traps.
Everybody gets a little hand mirror.
No, you got a big mirror in the room.
Oh, okay.
You stand there.
I know, but you need something close. I guess you could be very close up to it.
And would you still have, like, showers and changing room? Or
just like a hair, like the section, a facial area.
All right, so you got the cheek lifter. That's one thing they say you can try. And, there, you know, if you Google this, there's plenty of videos to help you with face muscles online. This one's called the eyebrow lifter. I don't know this one as well. Maybe you can help me out. Put 3 fingertips from each hand directly under your eyebrows and push up to force your eyes open. Then smile while pushing your eyebrows down against your fingers. Hold for 20 seconds and do it 3 times. Is that what you're doing? All right. So I think Tom was doing it right. So you're trying to hold it open right there?
I'm not doing anything that's going to mess up my eyebrows.
Well, yeah.
I work way too hard to get these things at least somewhat similar.
Okay.
I felt what it does.
You're supposed to do it like with that before you put your makeup on. You don't want to mess your makeup on while you do this.
You know, I've always seen people, they do the, where you do your chin,
yeah,
like a lizard. And
Oh my gosh, it reminds me of my first kiss. Stop it. Trauma.
I'll ride down the road driving,
yeah,
and I'll be doing that, thinking I'm stretching my...
Your neck
my
muscles.
Neck muscles.
Yeah, and neck muscles are some of the first to go, too. If you look at the older folks, you know, yeah, you got this perfect face that's had a facelift,
yeah,
and then their neck is, like, wrinkly. But the study did a bunch of different exercises, 30 minutes a day for the first 2 months, and they said that it had big and good results.
Do you have any for the gobbler?
I don't have anything for the gobbler.
Something. That's what
no.
I was doing.
I used to have, it's like you look up and do your chin like that. I don't know how to explain
it. Touch the tip of your nose with your tongue.
They say that's good. They also say to push your tongue up on the roof of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. And keep in mind,
yeah,
if somebody's, if you're taking a picture with somebody and they're beside you, just have them grab your back of your neck
and just pull
tight.
You know what? We need to walk around with those chip bag clips.
Yeah.
just clip it back.
That would hurt.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
While you were probably at church on Sunday morning, or maybe you were still in bed if you go to late services, there were four enterprising men who were taking the time to go to work and get some money. Those men were in France at the Louvre Museum.
Oh.
Now, it may not sound like a very big story, but what they did is dress like construction workers, get one of those basket lifts where it's like a little thing that rolls around and then it lifts up and you go up in the air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They broke a window into the Louvre Museum. Ooh. And escaped with the French crown jewels.
Oh.
They took off with priceless crown jewels in a matter of about 4 minutes. They broke a display case and they fled with priceless Napoleonic jewels while the museum was actually open to visitors.
There's no alarm go off or something? I'm like, you'd think. If they're breaking glass and stuff.
Well, those windows, you've been to the Louvre.
Yeah.
There's really not. They're just old windows. I think they count on the fact that they're up on the second or third floor.
Wow.
Mm. They said this happened just about 800 feet from the Mona Lisa, and it was home to France's royal collection and crown diamonds.
That Mona Lisa ain't all that. That's why they just said, we don't need that one.
He's that ugly woman.
Yeah, we don't need that in our house and our living room.
They stole a matching necklace and earrings, a brooch, two imperial crowns, including one that belonged to Empress Eugenie.
Right.
Object, reportedly her emerald set crown, was later recovered but broken outside the museum. They say it's unlikely these jewels will ever be seen again. Professional crews break down and recut the large,
wow,
recognizable stones to evade detection. So basically, irreplaceable jewels are gone.
Yeah, it's so sad.
And it was in a matter of 4 minutes they did this. So they were able to rent this lift, go over there, looking like they knew what they were doing, supposed to be doing it, lifted it up in the air, busted the window, and in 4 minutes, they were gone with this.
They always say, if you act like you know what you're doing,
it's the truth, isn't it?
People won't question you.
Mm-hmm. They said that they were disguised as construction workers, and authorities said the stolen jewels, there's no way to estimate their value because they were, irreplaceable.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I've been to that museum before. You see all the super expensive, valuable stuff, and mm-hmm. you assume there is some serious security behind the scenes to keep something like this from happening.
You think Mission Impossible laser lights all over those rooms,
yeah,
especially for something like that. And I'm like,
agree.
Come on.
There's a series on Netflix called Lupin. And
I've heard that. He's like a cat burglar or something.
Yeah, he's the gentleman thief.
The gentleman thief.
Yeah. But, I mean, they film part of it there, and the security is so tight around this particular item shocks me. Because in movies, you see jewels like that under glass cases.
Right. I think they smashed the case.
Oh.
What's terrible is, so I've been robbed. And that's what the cops told me. Like, oopsie, there's nothing we can really do about it. And part of me, horribly, kind of feels better knowing that even these, like, priceless jewels, they get the same response. Well, that's gone.
Yep. It's kind of sad, though.
Terrible way to think about it.
You know what? It's like, that's what's happening to the economy. Everybody's losing their job. They're firing these security guards and don't have enough people at the Louvre, like, keeping an eye on things. And that's another reason why you got something shady like this going on.
Well, I'm sure they'll do some kind of a review to find out why that wasn't better protected.
Yeah, with the cameras and all that stuff going on.
You think they walked out and they were like, that seemed easier than it should have been.
Right. Yeah, they apparently took off on scooters once they got to the ground with the stuff.
Like little Vespas?
Yeah, because they can, you know, they can go anywhere and they can cut through, and pretty soon you're just another scooter in the crowd.
They're like, hey, hey, excuse me, got priceless jewels coming through.
Exactly.
So all I need is a lift, a scooter.
And you need to dress like a construction person.
A construction outfit. All right.
So
I have a good Christmas this year.
You have a really good one. I mean, think of what they're going to get for those different, you know, pieces as they cut them up, and you no longer have that for people to see anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
But
that's history too. And that's like,
yeah, the history is gone because they'll be cut up into smaller stones.
Well, they say the Mona Lisa was stole for, you know, however long. That's what made it so popular. It's not that it's such great art. It's like it was stolen and they recovered that. Let's pray they recovered some of these jewels.
They said it's not likely.
I want to say the last time the Louvre was robbed was the Mona Lisa, because I think I heard that.
Yeah, it's like turn of the century or something. You know what? People just probably returned that one, too. It's like, it didn't look good over the mantle. Yeah. I thought you were good. Anyway.
Well, it's kind of tragic. It seems like we see on like the internet these people breaking into like CVS and different stores, taking everything they want in their bag and just walking out. That's what the world feels like now. You feel like, why am I buying stuff when no one else even seems to be required to follow the rules?
Better question, why when I walk into a store and I don't buy something, do I feel so guilty walking out?
Yes.
Like, I'm not doing anything, and there are people out there actually stealing, and I'm like, I don't have anything. Yeah, have a great day.
You walk out and make sure your hands are open and facing them.
Waving by with
both
hands.
And you pat your pockets when you walk by to make sure.
We were just raised wrong.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, a survey asked people what kind of date they could go on that would make their friends most jealous, especially if they posted online.
Okay.
Yeah. So, going to a musical or a play, about 17% of the people said that made them jealous.
Okay.
Yeah,
they were doing it,
too. Yeah, I wish they could go to the musical and see that as well. I'm guessing that's not the fellas.
No. I'm like, if I see one of my friends going to a musical or a play, I feel bad for him.
All right.
I'm sorry, bro.
We're going to number one. You want to number one here. Eating at a trendy restaurant. 21% of the people said that made them jealous. So you post those pictures of that tasty hamburger or that steak, that's making your friends jealous.
What's a trending restaurant? I mean, to me,
I'm just like, I wouldn't care about a trending one, I would be disappointed if they went to a good one.
If they had a good filet sitting there.
Right.
I wish you were here.
I wish I was, too.
Yeah.
All right, what kind of date that you go on that makes your friends jealous? Going to the beach together. 23% of the people said that.
I'm not a beach person anymore. The sand, I have to put on sunscreen. I'm not allowed to look at the girls.
But you see the pictures of, you know, the feet and the little martini or whatever they got, some kind of Bahama Monoma drink there, and they're watching the sunset. Yeah. Does it make you jealous?
No, okay, no, all right, it okay. could.
All right. So 24% said being treated to a spa day. They see that, you know, their husband may have treated them to a spa day. The girls are getting jealous about that.
Yeah, that sounds like a female thing, because as a guy, I wouldn't be jealous of that.
Absolutely. And then number one thing, this is both girls and guys, 40% of the people said that their friends would be jealous if they had a date where they went to a concert. That was the number one answer, going to a concert and seeing one of your favorite people sing.
I honestly think I'd be more jealous about the nice restaurant.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on the concert. But
well, you're spoiled because you're in the industry where you've seen a ton of concerts.
I have, and I just get so tired of the traffic and the expensive drinks and the parking, and it's just a hassle.
And it's so loud.
Okay.
Well, that's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Did you just turn it down a little bit?
You guys are spoiled, because that was the number one answer, and 42% of people said they'd give up social media for a month to see their all-time favorite concert or band.
There's nothing that I care that much.
But we're spoiled. Like I said, we've met a ton of people. I haven't seen
everybody. I mean,
35% would give up their phone for a week to see their favorite band. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then 11% said they would go a week without toilet paper.
Oh, my. That explains the smell at those concerts.
What concert is it? Puddle of Mud?
Ooh.
Kato.
Really? Why would you give up toilet paper for anything?
I don't know. I have no idea. But 11% of people would do that to see their favorite artist.
Sometimes these things make me feel bad for humanity. I'm like, anyone who would give up toilet paper without it being a life-threatening issue, like, I'm not giving up toilet paper for a week for anything.
When you say humanity, I think of Barbara Manity. She's the one for me. That's VeggieTales episode.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen them in concert.
I am so jealous.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.